You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army, your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to salvationarmyusa.org to make a gift. How We Learn, a Wired Investigation by Peter Rubin. That Johann Gutenberg guy was onto something. He may not have been the first person to print texts on paper using movable type. Systems in China and Korea predated this. But his printing press made it faster and cheaper to create a record of a thought. One by one, those thoughts spread across Europe, philosophy and science and poetry. They might have been a cause of the Renaissance or simply a symptom, but ideas grew legs they'd never had before. Nearly 600 years later, we don't have an easy analog for that printing press. Or maybe we have too many. The web and dial-up BBSs and Usenet before it incubated and distributed knowledge and commentary. Later, blogging platforms democratized the power of publication. Then Tumblr. Then YouTube. Then Mox and Masterclass and Skillshare, all of it allowing us to be both sensei and student. AR and VR are just beginning to show their worth in education, concretizing ideas like few technologies ever have. Everywhere you look and tap and scroll, there's a new source of instruction and analysis, spread in good faith, bad faith, and everything in between. For all the hand-wringing around the dumbening of civilization, that's a clinical term, we've never had so many ideas, so many ways to learn. So here at Wired Culture, we decided to take stock of those ways. How game streaming can lead to urgent discourse. How podcasts can make us care about things we never thought we might. How film history lurks on DVDs, how we reshape our social media selves to make ourselves better with a purpose, how genre fiction exposes our desperate hunger for study. Everyone has their own set of rabbit holes. We just wanted to share ours. Now go find some new ones of your own.